This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Beef Expo gets off the ground next week, and one of the first main events is the Illinois Performance-Tested Bull Sale. Sale manager Travis Mateer says 2018 marks 50 years for this successful auction.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to talk a little about the IPT Bull Sale. It's on February 22nd on Thursday morning there at 11 a.m. at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Serves as the leadoff event for the Illinois Beef Expo, and so it's just that time of year, right? We're talking about the bull sale.
So how many bulls are going to be sold? What are the numbers this year, and what can people get excited about if they want to attend?
Yeah, so the bull sale, we're going to have just under 60 bulls that are consigned that'll be available for potential buyers there. I have the opportunity just to work with a lot of different progressive breeders from around the state, and everybody knows that the IPT bull sale has some really strict, stringent requirements that those bulls have to pass, not only performance-wise, but health. So herd health standards are very high. We have all these bulls that will be sold will be out of Yoni certified free cow herds, or the actual dam of the bulls Yoni certified free. We require all the bulls to be BVDPI tested, and so those things we as our program, we want to make sure those bull buyers are taking something home that's not only going to benefit their operation, but we don't want them to take anything home that could harm it. And so I think that's one of the features of the sale. And then, of course, the bulls are good. The numbers are good on those bulls. That's consistent year in and year out.
And these bulls, they're young, so they're yearling and two-year-olds?
That's right. We've got about 17 two-year-old or coming two-year-old bulls, and then the remainder would be yearling bulls. But yeah, these guys are just genetic packages that are going to help producers benefit their herd from a profit standpoint. And so one of the other features of the sale is that all the bulls will sell with genomic enhanced EPDs. So we continue to move that needle forward in terms of providing producers with a low risk package that's got genetics that are going to offer that high increase in terms of profitability and those traits that are economically relevant.
And you've emphasized this already, but these bulls, they come from strong genetic lines. The farmers that are bringing them, the operations, they've been doing this for a while. This is tested. You're buying a good animal.
Yeah, that's right. And so that makes you smile, I guess, as the guy that manages the sale. But these breeders have been making decisions for decades that go into the product that they're going to sell at the IPT sale. And so that's refreshing. That's something that's awesome to be a part of, is just to know the history behind a lot of these herds and the long history that's there of doing things right and putting genetic packages together that are what producers need in today's age.
It is very exciting, and it's a great reason to go to this sale. So, Travis, how long have you been manager of the IPT Bull Sale now?
I've just been the manager for 6 years, but the sale has got a 50-year history. So this is actually the 50th annual IPT sale. Over the year, we've sold almost 4,700 bulls for a total of over $8.3 million. And so it's got a long history. Before me was Dave Seibert, and we can't thank him enough, and the other folks in the University of Illinois Animal Science and Extension that really drove this thing to become what it is today. And I think it's done a great service to not only the purebred breeders of the state, but also given a commercial cattleman an avenue to buy these genetics at an affordable price.
So you mentioned it's Thursday, February 22nd, during the Illinois Beef Expo. Same building as it's been in for years, or?
Yeah, I guess we're just stuck to tradition. But, yeah, it's in the Livestock Center there at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. So it'll be the same place, same location. Bulls will be on display after 9 a.m. If you do have questions about any of the bulls, get a hold of me, and I can answer those questions or put you in touch with the breeder who's consigned them.
Travis Mateer, Extension Educator and Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale Manager. And for more information on Illinois Beef Expo events, you can visit IllinoisBeefExpo.com. In other news, the weather pattern La Nina has historically brought higher levels of volatility and bearish sentiment to U.S. ag markets ranging from corn, wheat, and soybeans. La Nina is associated with cooler, wetter conditions along the U.S.-Canadian border, warmer, drier conditions in much of the southern U.S., and impacts weather patterns worldwide. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center forecasts the chance of La Nina developing at about 85% to 95% this year. But what does that mean for U.S. agriculture? CME Group senior economist Eric Norland shares his perspective based on historical data.
The La Nina so far seems to be a relatively mild La Nina, which may turn out to be good news for farmers for a variety of reasons. So far, the temperatures have dropped to about 0.9 degrees centigrade below their sort of average levels along the central and east central Pacific Ocean, but that drop seems to be slowing. That doesn't mean it can't drop further, so still an unknown aspect.
Compared to El Niño, which can be very powerful and last about 12 months, La Niña is typically not as powerful, but can last up to 2 or even 3 years. He says previous La Niña episodes have 2 impacts on crop prices.
There's been a tendency for crop prices to decline under La Niña. The declines are not typically huge, but maybe on average you see maybe a 13% drop for wheat prices, maybe 10% drop for soy, 5% drop for corn, because it tends to create very ideal growing conditions. Secondly, though, it tends to create extraordinarily high levels of volatility. We've seen some of our most volatile episodes before in corn, wheat, soy, and in other products during periods of La Nina, where the realized volatility of the market has been maybe 1.5 times normal.
Historically, the stronger a La Nina event is, the more volatility will be seen in the markets.
Corn, wheat, and soy usually have about a 20% annualized volatility. But during La Nina, that volatility in the past has averaged more like 30-33%, which is interesting because at the moment, options prices on those products are trading at near record lows, where corn, wheat, and soy options are trading at implied volatilities around 12-15%. So the market's clearly not concerned about that, or you could even say maybe not prepared for a La Nina at the moment.
And Norland says there are steps producers can take to mitigate the potential risks of La Nina on crop prices and volatility.
If they do have production that they have to sort of lock in the price up, they could take advantage of the low options prices today rather than waiting when those option prices could be significantly more expensive in the future if this turns out to be a powerful La Nina, which at the moment it doesn't seem like it's going to be.
For farmers interested in watching La Nina and its development, Norland says they should visit NOAA.gov or learn more about steps to mitigate risk at CMEgroup.com. Well, reminders again this morning about some upcoming events. The Hillsboro FFA Alumni Dinner takes place this Saturday at the Hillsboro KC Hall. Doors open at 5 p.m. And Linco Precision is hosting an educational seminar on February 22nd that will be held at Skip Kleinfelter's farm just south of Nokomis. He asks that you RSVP by noon on February 20th to Andy at 217-670-4435. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.